Trump announces 600 generic drugs added to Trump Rx. By Nick Gilbertson on May 18, 2026. Washington, President Donald Trump announced Monday that TrumpRx.gov is expanding the number of drugs it offers nearly sevenfold by adding 600 generics to its website. The president informed reporters of the move on Monday in the South Court auditorium of the Eisenhower Executive Office building on the White House campus. "Today I'm thrilled to announce that we're increasing the number of drugs available on TrumpRx by nearly seven times, adding over 600 affordable generics to the website, working with industry partners," Trump said. "Cost-effective generic drugs are often available at just a tiny fraction of the price of their brand name equivalents, and in theory, they're the same thing," he added. "Sometimes they're better with the same dosage, the same effectiveness, and the same active ingredients. Yet many consumers do not think to ask for them. They don't know about them." Trump said that the website will offer the lowest prices on drugs that tens of millions of Americans need. "With these additions, TrumpRx will feature the best and lowest prices on prescriptions used by tens of millions of Americans already. And in some cases, the discounted generics available through TrumpRx may be offered at an even lower cash price than the out-of-pocket insurance costs, which has always been the lowest. We're going to be lower," he said. U.S. Chief Design Officer of the National Design Studio Joe Jebbia demonstrated the website's expansion and highlighted a new feature that lets Americans compare prescription drug prices at local pharmacies on an interactive map. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. lauded Trump for his initiatives to lower drug prices for Americans through TrumpRx and emphasized that previous presidents had promised to bring prices down but failed to deliver. "President Trump has asked us to make this, our country, the most affordable medication in the world. And he succeeded in doing that," Kennedy said. "I want to say one last thing. President Bush promised to do this. President Clinton promised to do it. President Biden promised to do it. President Obama promised to do it. President Trump actually got it done. And it's an extraordinary accomplishment. It's an extraordinary legacy for him. And as a gift to the American people," he added. Cost Plus Drugs, a direct-to-consumer online pharmacy, is one of the companies partnering with the Trump administration on the effort to bring generics online to TrumpRx, and its co-founder, Mark Cuban, was on hand for the announcement. "Mr. President, I think, other than you, I've been the biggest proponent of TrumpRx.gov, and the reason for that is Republicans want cheaper drugs. Independents want cheaper drugs. Democrats want cheaper drugs. And together I think we're going to do something special," he said. Breitbart News caught up with Cuban, who backed former Vice President Kamala Harris in 2024, during a press gaggle outside of the West Wing after the event, and asked if he would like to see Americans view the actions of a president through a nonpartisan lens rather than reflexively opposing actions based on political identification. "What should happen is, if you're concerned about healthcare and you're buying medications, you should go to costplusdrugs.com and see if we have it. Go to TrumpRx and see if we have it, because you know the way I always look at politics and any politician, the only thing I care about is can they reduce the stress of the American people," he said. "All the politics increases stress. This, TrumpRx and CostPlus Drugs working together, is one step towards reducing the stress."